اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. He was an Egyptian reciter who was born in 1940. His father, Abdul Aziz Ismail Ahmad Sayyad, was a prominent reciter. At the age of 7, Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad managed to memorize the Noble Quran completely. And at the age of 12, he was invited to Quranic gatherings to recite the Noble Quran. His style of recitation was greatly influenced by Sheikh Muhammad Rifat, Sheikh Muhammad Salama, and Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. In 1966, he graduated from Al-Azhar University in the field of Principles of Religion. In 1975, when he was 35 years old, he managed to pass the exam to enter Egyptian radio as a reciter of the Noble Quran, and then he became global. He traveled to many countries, including Islamic Republic of Iran, Kuwait, Emirates, Jordan, Syria, Indonesia, United Kingdom, France, and the United States of America. He knew Muhammad Ali al-Banna, Abu al-Aynain Shu'aysha, and Mustafa Ismail as his main encouragers. We lost this star of the sky of recitation in 1998 at the age of 58. May Allah bless him. Now let's listen to the recitation of Surah An-Nahl, verses 125 and 126. Recited by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal موعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن وهو أعلم بالمهتدين
المهتدين وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به ولئن صبرتم لهو خير وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verses 125 and 126 of Surah An-Nahl, recited by Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad is one of the best Quran reciters of Egypt. He has a very powerful voice. He has a very loud voice as well. You know, he's not shouting, you know, but inherently his voice is very loud, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That he could easily recite the Quran without a microphone. That's how powerful his voice is. And his style of recitation is very attractive. He recites in such a way that, you know, it's very exciting. And he recites very enthusiastically. The speed of his recitation is relatively fast. But there is one problem with Sheikh Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad is that his fisaha is not as good as other reciters of Egypt, such as Sheikh Abdul Basit, Sheikh Minshawi, Sheikh even Mustafa Ismail. For example, because his fathas and aliful mads, they are close to tafkhim, you know? Ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati. See, this is, you're pronouncing with the fathas with tafkhim, okay? Not too much tafkhim, just a little tafkhim. This is not good fasaha. But nevertheless, his recitation is so good in terms of his voice control, his breath control, the way he uses maqamat, that it's you can't really even notice that his fasaha is not so good, even though it's not so good.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about tajweed points.
Okay, the first word in verse 125 of this surah, Surah An-Nahl, is a word that begins with Hamzatul Wasl. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hamzatul Wasl has no vowel written above or below it, unlike Hamzatul Qatr, which definitely has the vowel written. Okay, so the reciter himself or herself
Should decide.
Yeah, should distinguish the vowel.
Yeah.
The short vowel. So how could we do this? Words that do not have alif lam. Okay, if there's alif lam, you have to pronounce it with a fatha.
Yes.
Ash-shams, al-qamar, Allah even, al-ladhi, okay, and so on and so forth. But if there is no alif lam.
Or okay, it is a verb.
And especially if it's an imperative verb,
mm-hmm.
okay? You have to look at the first mutaharrik letter after the hamzatul wasl. If yes. it has a dhamma, you have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with dhamma. If it has a fatha or kasra, you have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl with a kasra.
Kasra.
Idhhab. We don't say adhhab or ulhab. We say idhhab because after the hamzatul wasl, the first letter with a haraka has a fatha.
Yes.
Here we have udu'u. We have the ayn with dhamma. So we have to pronounce the hamzatul wasl
with dhamma.
With dhamma. Udu'u. Ila sabili rabbika ra. The ra has to be pronounced with
tafkhim or thickness.
And we said that in order to pronounce and read ra with tafkhim, you have to raise the back of the tongue towards the velum, which is known as velarization. This mechanism is known as velarization. Okay, so ah, rabbika.
Rabbika.
Ah, so you have ah, but you don't have ah. We don't have pharyngealization.
It is not too deep.
Yeah, it's not pharyngealized. It doesn't have isti'la. It only has tafkhim without itbaq and without raising of the root of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Because only the letters of isti'la are pronounced in that way. Bil hikmati wal maw'idati al hasana. Now, these are all ta'u ta'neeth. Bil hikmati. The ta is pronounced. Wal maw'idati al hasana. The ta of maw'idha is pronounced, but the ta of hasana is pronounced like a ha.
Because there's sukuni. Because actually we stopped pronouncing.
Yes. And it gets a sukun actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's called waqful.
Ibdal.
It's similar to waqful iskan. Because if you give a sukun to the ta, it becomes a ha.
And
but this is known as waqful ibdal. Because ta changes into ha. It's known as waqful ibdal. Wajadilhum billati. We have ikhfa of mim sakina because there's a ba after the mim sakina. Wajadilhum billati. We don't close the mouth completely. We mm-hmm. allow some space to be between the lips, and then while holding the lips in this position, we read the meme with ghunna.
Yeah.
So we nasalize.
The space should be as much as a thin sheet of paper to fit.
Exactly. That's right. But not literally. Okay.
Yes.
Wajadilhum billati. If you say wajadilhum billati,
yeah, the lips should not be closed.
And some reciters, they sometimes make this mistake. For example, I've heard Sheikh Abdul Basit, I don't think that we have any riwayah that allows ikhfa to be pronounced like a meme, which is pronounced completely with ghunna. Sometimes Sheikh Ahmad al-Basit, he pronounces ikhfa of meme while closing his mouth completely.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به
هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو